Good morning. I'm delighted to be here with you today and discuss with you, can you hear me? Okay. And discuss with you research that I'm using as my doctoral dissertation. And it's on a heart-focused Sufi meditation called Tamarkoz. And I'm honored to have been given permission to do research on this particular type of meditation, and specifically to look at its implications for reducing stress in university students. I'm currently in the process of collecting data, and so the purpose of this research, as per my abstract, is to provide you with information on what Sufi meditation, specifically Tamarkoz, is, as well as the aspects that it incorporates and the role that it plays within the research study. So, I guess I could go ahead and say that there's no financial relationship to this. All right. So Tamarkoz is the practical aspect of Islamic Sufism. Now, Sufism dates back about 1,400 years, and its ultimate goal is self-knowledge. It's important to note that one doesn't need to be a practitioner of this particular faith or any faith in order to benefit from its meditative practice. It's basically a method to do anything in the correct way. Now, what does that mean? So, Tamarkoz is a method in order to concentrate and gather all faculties, so such as the physical senses, the mind, emotions, and the energy, with laser focus on a particular task or goal that one aims to accomplish and obtain correct results. So it can be applied to anything, from everyday tasks such as reading, cooking, walking, in case of Sufism, self-knowledge. And so, for example, I would say, let's apply it to a simple task, as my understanding goes. So, for example, with reading, when one's reading something, there's a necessity to be visual senses in full force, looking at the words and sending that information to the brain so that it can be processed. Therefore, the mind must be completely present, otherwise we're reading the words over and over and over and over again, goes way over our heads, and it could be pretty simple. And so even the body would be positioned comfortably so that pressure exerted on it wouldn't be distracting with the pain that could exude from that. Any physical senses that can help to heighten the effort of focus would be increased, while at the same time, any sensor information received that would be distracting from our sensory receptors would be disregarded, or what's called quieted, if you will. So that, in essence, results are obtained correctly. In the case of reading, would be to learn in totality within no time. The particular discipline helps provide the body, as well as the mind, with the discipline in order to avoid any type of unintended distractions. So I got on the plane a few days ago to get to this conference, red-eye flight, 4.5 hours, and I had the great pleasure of sitting next to a beautiful bouncing baby boy. However, he didn't end up becoming as fun company as I thought, and it could have been to the high altitude exerting lots of pressures within his ears, so he was crying nonstop. So I could either get mad at myself for sitting where I did, or at the baby, but that doesn't really make sense. So I thought, let me try to read or do something productive with my time and learn something new. So took out a book I've been waiting to read about for a while. But it can be difficult to focus when you've got this external noise around you. When he would quiet a few minutes, then there was a really juicy gossip of passengers talking behind me, and that wouldn't really do me good. So I attempted to implement the practice of Tamarkoz. And that would be, let's say, the auditory senses. And with full focus, was really able to reach the goal in my attempt. So despite the chaotic surroundings, when applying the method, you're not distracted from the goal, or one ultimately isn't distracted from the goal. And hence, it can prevent distress. And that's because all faculties are aimed or focused in service of reaching the goal and ultimately obtaining the results you want, or the correct results, which in my case was to de-stress and then ultimately to learn from what I was reading. All right, so another example I could provide, driving. So I'm from Los Angeles, home to the 405 parking lot. It was meant to be a highway. And so traffic is really bad there, and you hear Angelenos complaining about it all the time. And a lot of it is due to distracted driving. There's lots of car accidents that are happening, lane closures, and it can be a public health issue. It would be nice if people would implement this method more often. And I would tell you that it's important to have full focus when we are driving. It seems like a simple task, but it's really, really often overlooked. And it can begin by just sitting in your chair, adjusting it, adjusting your mirrors, left mirror, right mirror, rear view mirror, and really ultimately having 360-degree awareness, making sure the car behind me doesn't hit me or I don't hit the car in front of me, to make sure I look left and right before I turn, I don't hit a pedestrian, or to brake appropriately before the car that's just abruptly cut me off so I don't crash. It's important for the mind to be present so that I don't miss my exit or I remember to check my blind spot. Even for 1 second, if faculties that are necessary to be in full focus at the given time of a task is distracted, let's say I'm checking my phone or picking up a pen that just fell to the floor of my car, I can crash in that instant. So ultimately, the purpose of concentration and full focus and helping to increase those faculties that will aim to provide the correct results, at the same time, decreasing sensory receptors that are going to be distracted at that time would be the case at hand. All right, so basically, when the whole being is focused on a given task, then the actions to do something isn't just for the purpose of getting it done, but rather obtaining correct results from those efforts. All right, so then the benefits of temerkos can be applied to any task, and therefore it is considered a way of life. And specifically, it prepares the mind, body, the emotions, and the senses to work in harmony and an optimal capacity so that when they are applied, you get what you want to get, which are not just to do things to get it done, but to obtain what you're looking to obtain. All right, so what does temerkos incorporate? It incorporates the physical, emotional, and the spiritual aspects of an individual. Now, you may ask, why the spiritual? Well, according to Sufi teachings, the human being is whole, meaning that there's a spiritual dimension and a physical dimension, and both must be developed in order for wellness to ensue. So otherwise, they say there could be disharmony between the mind, body, and spirit, thereby causing health problems that can include distress, anxiety, fatigue, negative emotions. Now, although researchers don't agree on one consensual definition for spirituality, in Sufism, it's the heart that's considered to be the gateway to the spiritual dimension. And the Sufi master, Professor Nader Anbas, stated, the heart is the seat of knowledge and the teachings of Sufism. And this is why meditation in the heart is so crucial and important. And research has shown strong correlations between spirituality and positive health outcomes. Furthermore, there's been research that showed improved health outcomes strongly associated with spiritual meditation versus secular meditation. So for example, better coping or increased pain tolerance or more positive moods. So what does the practice entail? Well, it includes deep breathing, guided visualization, and a movement balancing called Movazana. And that was created or developed by the Sufi master, Professor Nader Anbas. We know that deep breathing calms the mind. It also increases oxygen intake, reduces tension and anxiety, and helps to decrease fatigue. As far as visualization, research has shown that it decreases activity in the emotional areas of the brain and changes negative mental images to constructive positive ones, or helps to counteract the effects of negative images. Then during the practice of that movement balancing called Movazana, the practitioner will direct their attention of the mind to a state of collectiveness. So they'll direct their attention and focus on a single point. And then through concentrated movements, his or her awareness will expand to the entire body to experience the present moment. Now, additionally, what it does is activates what's called electromagnetic centers within the body. And according to the School of Islamic Sufism, there are 13 electromagnetic centers within the body, with the main one within the heart. And research has shown very strong physiological benefits that are associated with movement meditation, and they include improved balance and coordination, as well as increase in strength, stability, and flexibility. It also helps to improve blood circulation, and that always helps to increase oxygen to tissues, and also enhances movement of lymph within the lymphatic vessels, which is a note for improved immune function. So currently, Tamarkoz is taught as a course. It's taught as a course at UC Berkeley through their DECAL program for units. It's been incredibly popular with students. And by popular, I mean that it's enrolled to capacity every class, and they have a waitlist of about 60 plus students each term. Many try to re-enroll themselves if they can get through the waitlist. They're all of diverse demographics and backgrounds and studies, ranging from astrophysics to mathematics and the humanities. As a health educator, I believe it's important to study a successful meditation class that's taught on a university campus to understand its potential health promotion implications, especially when there's a need to improve the health of university students and to provide more wellness programs and stress management interventions. And unfortunately, there is a misconception that university students are a healthy population, when in actuality, they're suffering from high levels of distress that range from academic pressures, social, financial, and certainly personal pressures, such as trying to find themselves or establish their identity as they mature into adulthood throughout college life. So perceived stress among students is actually a prevalent health concern, and it is directly related with poor academic performance, attrition, poor sleep quality, compromised mental and physical health, hopelessness, and even suicide ideation. There's also high risk of substance abuse associated with stress amongst university students. Now, as university and college students are the potential leaders, policymakers, and managers of the future, their health-related habits as well as their lifestyles can actually impact that of the population. So it's important to provide stress management programs for them, especially since that lifestyle created or developed during the university and college life can be habits picked up there, can be difficult to change later on. So stress reduction can reduce the experience of academic pressures and help to prevent illness amongst students. And it's been suggested in studies that should stress management programs incorporate or foster spiritual growth within students, they tend to integrate it within their lifestyles more readily. The Higher Education Institute, the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA conducted a national study of spiritual life in college students. 80% indicated interest in spirituality, yet there's been neglect of students' inner developments on campuses that would include emotional maturity, spirituality, as well as self-understanding. Over 240 students were asked this fall semester why they wanted to take Tamarkoz, why were they were trying to enroll into it. I randomly just chose some of them to share with you. Some of them include something like, I'm longing for a sense of self in a way where I can really understand who I am internally, or I crave the knowledge of how to clear my mind in stressful situations. Another one, I'm particularly interested in learning the practice in a more spiritual perspective too. Of course, there's always course evaluations that are done by the program of students. Again, randomly just chose some of them. One of the interesting ones was the bottom one that says, Tamarkoz's very profound effect on concentration when done correctly. The most notable effect is when I'm not doing Tamarkoz, since I have realized the level of concentration that can be obtained during Tamarkoz, I'm able to have stronger concentration during everyday activities, whether it's maintaining concentration during homework or a project that I'm working on. This allows me to perform better in the work that I'm doing, and I can hold a longer attention span. So I think that's important. So anyway, I hypothesize, based on the success of this course, that Tamarkoz may be improving positive emotions, increasing spirituality, and also reducing perceived stress in university students. This is an 18-week study with three groups, a quasi-experimental design, pre-test, post-test follow-up. And I'll be looking at the three groups. One would be those who are utilizing Tamarco's methods enrolled in the class, versus a group who will be using campus resources for stress management, and then a third group considered to be the waitlist group for the course, who will not be using stress management resources this semester. And then I'll be comparing them based on their self-reports, as well as diurnal salivary cortisol samples and seeking funding for salivary IgA or immunoglobulin A, blood pressure, heart rate as well. And save questions for the end. Okay, thank you.